It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for being here with us on Tabernacle Time this morning. We appreciate the opportunity that we have to share with you the wonderful grace of God that was shown through His love to us by giving His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, to die on the cross, to take our place, and shed His blood so that we might have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 5 today. That's Hebrews chapter number 5. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this first song is titled, He Gave Me Water.
Jesus was weary from His journey. He sat down to rest there on Jacob's well. A woman passed by His way. She didn't leave like she came. She ran through Samaria. Soul from hell, rivers of mercy flows from His throne of grace. I must go and tell about the water at the well. I was sinking down in a barren desert. Came and found me there. He gave me living water, and I just gotta go and tell. He gave me water, water from the well, and I won't ever thirst again. He saved my soul from hell. Rivers of mercy flows from His throne of grace. Go and tell about the water at the well. You may be standing where you've never stood before. Your soul needs a refreshing that only comes from the Lord.
There's an endless supply if you're thirsty and dry. Come to this fountain, the river of life.
He gave me water, water from the well, and I won't ever thirst again. He saved my soul from hell. Rivers of mercy flows from His throne of grace. I must go and tell about the water at the well.
Jesus must needs go through Samaria. That's what John 4, verse number 4 says. And he needed to go to a well. Verse number 6 of John chapter 4 says, Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, then, hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. May I stop here for just a second? In verse number 10, Jesus said, If thou knewest the gift of God. You know he was talking about himself. In John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. When he speaks of the everlasting life, it is for those who receive the gift of God according to John 1:12. But verse number 15, The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband to come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast said, Well, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Jesus was alluding to the truth that once he died on the cross and rose again, then there would be no reason to come to the temple to worship the Lord and to bring sacrifices, because once he said it is finished, the curtain separating the holiest from the holiest of holies was ripped in two from top to bottom. Now, man does not come to the temple to get salvation. Man comes to Jesus Christ to receive salvation. In verse number 22, Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And of course, Jesus being there, being born of Mary, a descendant of David, God's gift of salvation in Jesus Christ came through the Jews by Mary. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such as to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he shall tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And you'll notice in verse number 28, The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith unto the men, Come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. If you skip down to verse number 39, And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that I ever did." Jesus came to the well not to get water. Jesus came to the well to give the water of life. This woman had a change in her life, and the drudgery of being what she was replaced by the salvation that she received from the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you realize that you do not possess this living water, you've not received the gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone sit down with you, either over the phone or in person, and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive this gift of salvation, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what Jesus has done for you and how he has proclaimed that in his book, the Bible. My number is 919-563-6753. Please come be with us in our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please come be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered so that you can't be with us until Wednesday night, please come be with us this morning at 9:45 in Sunday school here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We have a website that you can go to, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled MEBANE, Mebane Tabernacle Baptist Church.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you what the Lord has done to buy salvation for you and how you can receive it, and also written material that will share with you how you can live for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 5. Let's listen to another song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of the second song is titled Casting All Your Care.
Failed his heartbreak, he could sing the song.
Once you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's a declaration in the Bible that tells us just that. Let me read, starting with 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God's will is best, and we humble ourselves to his will after we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. And also in verse number 7, he says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You see, in his will, in verse number 6, there is his care in verse number 7. We can cast our care on the Lord Jesus Christ because he cares enough to take care of you in his perfect will. There is a reason for being in God's will in verse number 6 and casting all your care upon him in verse number 7. For in verse number 8, he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse number 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We are called to resist the devil because he is our adversary. But we do have a way of resisting the devil, as we see in verse number 6, that we humble ourselves under God's control and his will, casting all our care upon him so that we can be what we ought to be, to resist the devil and remain steadfast in the faith. It is important that we realize that God's will is best for our lives once we ask Jesus to be our Savior, but also knowing that he cares for us, and we can cast our care upon him because he careth for you. That's present tense, my friend. So we can be steadfast in the faith, consistently living for the Lord. With all that has been given to us in salvation and the care of the Lord and the will of the Lord that he offers to us so that we can be steadfast in the faith, how should we respond to this? Listen to this last song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this last song is All to the Lord.
She didn't have very much to give, nothing that she would recall. A widow without very much to give, only two mites, that's all. But a story came down through the ages, how she gave more than she could afford. She didn't have very much to give, but she gave it all to the Lord. To the Lord, we may not have very much to give.
account of the widow is found in Mark 12, starting with verse number 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Jesus spoke about this woman who gave sacrificially, not giving just a little bit of what she had, not a token offering. She gave everything. We find the same truth that is spoken about this widow and the two mites that she put in, given to us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, where Paul said to the church of Rome, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As we turn to Hebrews chapter 5, starting with verse number 11, we'll find that the 10 verses prior to this, the writer of Hebrews was speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ and his office as high priest, not after the order of Aaron, not after the order of the law of Moses, but here a new type of priest, a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus the high priest, greater than the priest of the old covenant, because Jesus is the high priest of the new covenant. Jesus, the perfect high priest, without sin, offered the perfect sacrifice of himself as he died on the old rugged cross. But here's where the writer of Hebrews changes subjects, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, we're not stopping there. The chapter ends there, but we continue this thought in chapter number 6. Remember, he's talking about those who are not able to receive the deep things of the teachings of Christ because they're babes. They haven't grown in Christ. They need to grow in grace so that they can mature and understand the deeper things of the Lord. Notice verse number 1 of chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Once you accept Christ as Savior, many things are taken care of at that moment. You are baptized into the body of Christ. There is no eternal judgment. You have been made a child of God. We need to move on from the things that are already settled, not to worry about will we lose our salvation, because once you have salvation, you have everlasting life. But to move on from that, to grow in the Lord, to be mature. And the writer here says, and this will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. the writer here is not saying that these people will lose their salvation. The writer here is telling us that if you get to the place where you have grown in the Lord and you've experienced the leadership of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God leading you into God's will, and you leave that place to follow after your will, you cannot come back into the perfect will of God. Preacher, what if I'm in that place where I have wandered away from the will of God? What do I do? Use 1 John 1:9 and realize that even though there's forgiveness of sins, there are consequences for injuring the testimony that you've built in the Lord. If you are living for the Lord, don't get out of the will of the Lord. If you've gone away from the will of the Lord, even though you can't get back everything that you could have had, you need to get back to living for the Lord the best you can. Now, my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the only way that you can have your sins forgiven is by confessing that you're a sinner, repenting of your sins, and asking Jesus to save you. Call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. My friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."